Dr. Alexander Ford was the recipient of this year's CDPHP Peabody Award, which recognized him as one of the top doctors in the capital region as voted by his patients. An Albany native, Dr. Ford played football locally at CBA before graduating cum laude from Buffalo State with a Bachelor of Science in Dietetics and worked as a registered dietitian before pursuing his doctorate at the Philadelphia College of Osteopathic Medicine. After completing his residency at the Cleveland Clinic, he returned home to practice family medicine at Community Care Physicians, currently with an office in Rotterdam. Dr. Ford is a self-made man using his own experience as an overweight adolescent who found a way to lose more than 50 pounds throughout his high school years. He is a fit, handsome, soft-spoken physician who rolled up next to me in a patient room just before his day started earlier this month in his offices in Rotterdam. Listeners, let me introduce you to Dr. Alexander Ford. Congratulations. We're here with Dr. Alex Ford and Peabody Award winner. A little different Peabody than what I'm going for.
Sure.
But presented by CDPHP and your community care physicians here in Rotterdam. The list is kind of distinguished. It's a big list, but you came up on top. And what drew my attention is that it is patient-based. It's the people's choice. So did you know this thing existed? Do you know you were in the running? You know, what was it like when you got the call?
Right. Yeah, great question. So I did know the award existed. Last year, a few powerful individuals in the area, in the community, actually notified me that they had nominated me. My practice was awarded last year for one of the top practices in the area. So that's really how I got kind of familiar with the whole award ceremony and the whole process and procedure. Unfortunately, I didn't get the award last year. This following year, I was actually coming back from a trip from Greece and with my wife, and we were notified that again, several people had nominated me, but I wasn't sure if I was gonna get it. Again, I'm not one that chases awards. I do this for the people. You know, I came back to help my community, and that's why I was away for almost a decade doing my training. But again, I was completely moved, humbled, and inspired to just keep grinding and just pursuing greatness and helping and helping my people. And this just put an additional battery in my back to continue doing what I'm doing.
And this is, you know, with anyone in any type of profession, what drove you, when did you know and things like that, when did you find your calling and things like that. And it was great watching your video. In a sense, you're a self-made physician, because as a young person, and I can relate to this, you were big.
Absolutely.
And then that transition, that powerful journey, because it's easy going up in weight. Mm-hmm. It is a bear going down.
Absolutely.
Where did, you were doing that for you.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
And then when did that physician trigger happen and your start CBA?
Yeah. No, these are great questions. So honestly, for me, it was keeping that component of my childhood nature, right? And what I mean by that is, for some people it might be that creativity or that imagination or that fantasy. For me, it was pulling back on those literal emotions when I was 15, 16, 17 as a adolescent, going through those developmental years, maybe not having a girlfriend or might not being chose for, you know, pick up basketball because of your weight, and carrying those emotions and dissonance, right, on how you want to be and how to get there without anybody to really guide you. And so with that being said, you know, I still know viscerally how it felt when I was 16, 17, being in the aisles of a CVS or a Walgreens, waiting for my parents to pick up their prescriptions, perusing the Men's Health, Muscle Fitness magazines, just looking for any type of information to lose weight. Like, this was literally my life on the weekends. I would go through trial and error just looking at the meal plans at the back of these magazines. And my parents, you know, they had the foresight to put me in organized sports, not only for the health and wellness aspect, but for the socialization and the leadership aspect. So with me trying to integrate what I knew from reading, as well as, you know, burning calories for these organized sports, I started having to turn my uniform in at CBA pretty much bi-weekly, you know, and that's really what garnered the attention of the other faculty and administration at CBA. And I think that's what underscored really that familial aspect, because they almost organized like a Biggest Loser type event, and everybody was on board. Like, they've known me since I was 12, 13, and I was overweight that entire time. So to really see me take control and empower myself, they really wanted me to ride that wave and get to that finish line. So I lost like 50 pounds by the time I graduated CBA as a senior, and I was off to college at UB as a new person. But I carried all those emotions, and I knew that success, and I wanted to share that with other people that might be struggling with their own journey and feel alone, to let them know that I'm always here for them.
As a physician now, and then your dietary studies,
yeah.
When you look back at your childhood, has that challenge changed? Because as a child, do we run into the dynamic of my kid's a fussy eater and will only eat two or three things, and you just give them that so they will get nourishment, to a stereotype family that cares about you and it still exists today,
right,
loves to watch you eat, and you eat because it's good, and you enjoy it, and they enjoy the emotions and providing, and you eating it. Is that still there today?
Yeah.
And how do you, you know, we've both been through it.
All right.
How do you kind of explain that? Is it more of a conversation with the family?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, this is a great question. And that, I think this also emphasizes the importance of the uniqueness of a specialty like family medicine. It's commonly referred to as cradle to grave, but I think it's also interesting that you're literally taking care of the entire family. So it gives you a unique insight and snapshot and purview into what's going on within those dynamics. And so for me, I try to strategize when I have my patient encounters, especially when I see that multiple individuals in the family might be overweight and obese, and I create group medical appointments, essentially. So I might have the husband and wife, or the husband and wife and the, you know, and the daughter and the son in there together, because we all need to hold each other accountable. And the 15 or 16 year old isn't getting these Pop-Tarts on their own, more than likely. You know, it's usually going to be that parent going there, you know, they're on a fixed budget, or they want something quick and they don't want to deal with that fussy teen. So it's just getting something to nourish them, you know, whether or not it's for 20 minutes or it's for an hour, and it's wash, rinse, and repeat. We're also in a go, you know, type of environment, which I can relate to. You know, my dad was in manufacturing, my mom was a principal, so they were burning the candle at both ends. And so, you know, just by design, you end up being a latchkey kid, you know, going to pick up a pizza and things of that nature, and they're trusting you to be on your own accord, and you're going to go towards likely the most tastiest things that are typically going to be ultra processed and not nutrient dense. So it, you know, it's a unique situation where we have more choices, but the more choices we have not necessarily mean that they're the best choices. And so I'm having even more patience, you know, even though you have ChatGPT and AI, they're coming to me because they're still in the weeds, you know, they're getting inundated and confused and overwhelmed because now there's too much information. So we're going from one extreme to another. So I really just look at myself, like you said, as the doctor for the people, being able to help them navigate the minutia and pick out what's really evidence-based to keep themselves and their family healthy, which is their ultimate goal and why they chose me as their primary.
When you talk about the community you serve and the things you do with Fourth Family.
Yeah.
Is there the added dynamic, the added challenge that when you talk about budgets and things like that, and we encounter, and we just, you know, went through in October with food deserts and people relying on pantries and things like that so many times, the message is out there from the pantries of what they're looking for and what they're providing. But is that also part of that hurdle, is what's being provided? Is the high carb, low fiber?
Actually, yeah, you're absolutely right. Like the high carb, high salt, high sugar, things that are ultimately going to be more shelf stable. You know, you could sit them on your bookshelf, your bookcase, and they might not obtain any mold in a year. You know, in some cases you might need that. You know, I have some patients that are commonly on the road. What comes in my mind quickly is my truckers. So I get creative with them. But again, I understand when you're in a bind, some nutrition is better than no nutrition, but I do not want you relying on things that are going to be canned plastics, things of that nature. And we're learning more about the microplastics and the adverse health effects of that. So like I said, there's going to be more coming on the pipeline, and it's really important to be able to armor yourself and equip yourself to be able to age gracefully in, internally and externally.
Watching you on the presentation, the video, your ability to relate to small children is phenomenal. It's phenomenal.
Appreciate it.
They're in tune.
Mm-hmm.
You have tiny adults.
Yeah.
That are listening.
Right.
They're engaged.
Yeah.
How hard has that been? Mm-hmm. How did that develop? What are you looking for to engage them for? I'm assuming it's probably 10 to 15 minutes.
Yeah,
I don't think it's a full class. But what was the key to getting those kids to be engaged?
Oh, yeah. So again, I really just try to be my authentic self, and I'm tapping back into little Alex when I first got exposed to the sciences. And I really need a shout out to my parents. You know, they were all about education, but especially just exploration, creativity, and learning the whys. So, you know, my mom got me my first microscope set. My dad got me my first telescope. And it really just started from there. And there was no such thing as a dumb question. You know, like, they just made you look it up and then explain it back. And so honestly, I revert back to my childhood, and I see myself in these kids, specifically because I grew up in the Omni school district. So it's not even me, you know, faking or pretending to be there. Like, I lived a lot of their lives, and a lot of them came from broken families, just like my friends did back in the Omni schools. And I think that I can be a living testimony to what you can do when you really grind, make these sacrifices, and surround yourself around positive people. And so, you know, this was my commitment to come back and give back to my community. So I think that the excitement, compassion, and the care that I exude is palpable, and it comes across to the kids. You know, you really can't fake that. Plus, they always love snacks, right? So it always helps to give the snacks, but they just, I think they appreciate that somebody, especially older than them, is taking a genuine interest in their health and then in their lives. You know, like, some of these kids might literally be my colleagues one day. And so I'm super excited to be able to bring the next regime up of people to help the capital region, because it's going to take a village. And that's what Ford Family understands. We can't do this alone.
All right, we're going to go a little bit deep, and then we're going to finish with some fun.
I love it.
You're a young physician.
Mm-hmm.
What's it mean when you have the wins, when you see the person over time dropping to 30, 40, 50, and you're seeing the numbers come down? The A1C is coming down.
Yeah.
The blood pressure is coming down. You see the momentum mm-hmm. building, and then you have the losses where mm-hmm. they don't move, or they might get worse, or the absolute worst is we lose them.
Mm-hmm.
How do you navigate that? How high are the highs? How low are the lows?
Yeah, no. So because I've had my own struggles, I'm able to pull upon those. And this is how I use my strategies to help my patients to be equipped for those deviations. I don't even want to call them failures. You know, they might be setbacks, but that's what life is, right? You know, when I was 50 pounds overweight, yeah, it'd be a struggle for me sometimes. You know, there were times where I wanted to give up. The weight wasn't coming off quick enough. I wasn't aware of reading a food label, so I was struggling through that. I wasn't aware of how to calculate BMI or more accurate ways of tracking your wellness journey. So when I see my patients, I'm setting them up with a plan, with SMART goals, things are going to be measurable, and then I try to prepare as much as possible for some of these deviations. You know, like, unfortunately, I had a patient whose husband recently passed, I knew that she was somewhat an emotional eater. And so with that being said, I tried to get her in for earlier appointments to see where she was at mentally and how I could help and intervene earlier than later. You know, unfortunately, there is a shortage of primary care physicians everywhere, so it is tough to try to get your patients in. But, you know, simple as like a 2 or 3 minute phone call just to check in and let them know, hey, I'm thinking of you, or, you know, hey, if you need anything, I'm here for you, goes a long way, because a lot of people feel like they're alone. And they're really not, but they need to be reminded of that. You know, when we're on that hamster wheel, you can get easily distracted and just caught up in your life and just the lives of others.
All right. We got a fun one and then hardest.
All right. Love it.
The fun one is being a football star at CBA, part of the dynasty.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, you're always going for the chip and things like that. This is a different chip.
Mm-hmm.
This is... it's an award, it's an honor, it's a reflection of you. But you know, in sports, can you repeat?
Oh, that's funny. I think we can, you know. I'm confident in my team. I'm confident in my own abilities. And just this is reassurance that, you know, the formula is working, you know. And yes, things do need to evolve. I'm going to continue to, you know, get better and continue to read and train and put my best foot forward and be the best person possible. But I'm always going to be hopeful, confident, you know, and my wife and I are here and happy, and we want to do whatever we can to help the community and to ascend healthcare in the Capital Region and push it forward. You know, like my goal is to be a trailblazer within the primary care field here.
We're going to do one quick one, then we'll do the hard one.
All right.
The elevator pitch, because again, I saw you talking to the elementary schools. What's the elevator pitch when you're at a mixer, when you're at an event and things like that, mm-hmm. and you're talking about, you know, proper diet and things like that. You know, how do you get that message across to the adult?
Mm. I try to make it real and relatable to the individual. Like, what is your why? You know, if I have a 70-year-old, for instance, and I ask them how their holidays were, and they say, oh, we just had a new grandbaby, I really try to lean into that. Okay, what does that look like, again, 10 years from now, 12 years from now? You know, would you want to see them graduate? I mean, 10 out of 10 are going to say yes. But how does that look at that graduation? Like I said, are you going to be wheelchair-bound? Are you going to have a cane? You know, if your diabetes is controlled, maybe we do not have to have a conversation about neuropathy. Or maybe we could improve those symptoms so that you can be more functional and be able to be more involved and have a better quality of life. But what I'm describing is a better health span. You know, one of my most notable patients actually transferred offices because I was a DO, and she liked the manipulative medical piece of me being a DO, but she also liked that I was a dietitian, and she wanted to be able to literally play with her new grandson. And we set a goal of when she was going to be able to do that by, and we exceeded that goal, and it was roughly around Thanksgiving. And she was extremely exciting, you know, and she's still rocking and rolling, doing what she needs to do. But you have to make it relatable to them. You know, I can't tell you, hey, just lose weight because your cholesterol's up, you know. But that, what's going to keep you motivated is seeing your little, you know, grandbaby, and you're watching, I don't know, Paw Patrol with them, you know, and having those milestone moments and being able to long for those and realizing that, hey, some of this accountability and control I have over, and I can make these healthier decisions to have more moments like that. Like, this is why I do what I do, and this is how I try to coach my patients and clients.
All right, we always get you out of here in the tough question.
Sure.
You ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
What's next?
What's next? You know, continuing to expand my presence in the community. I'm working with a great innovative company called Vigor Aesthetics and Wellness. I'm leading their weight loss and nutrition program. And so I'm excited about how far that relationship can go. Community care has been extremely supportive. And so I'm just excited to continue to empower my patients to provide nutrition education and also teach them how to empower themselves by teaching the pillars of lifestyle medicine and osteopathic medicine.
All right. Thank you for everything you
do. Absolutely. Thank you.
Congratulations. This is a big awards night. We had the Golden Globes last night. Our Bills won.
Yeah, for sure. Shout out to the Bills.
This was a great way to kick off a Monday.
Definitely. I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks.